Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video, and this time I'm going to talk about the Damon Mills situation. Now why is this important? Well, if you've been following my Sekiro no Mori Dreamers coverage, which only about, 10 of you have, you'll notice that there's a character named Tsukada. Well, he's dead now, but he was basically a teacher. He was the current homeroom teacher. But he previously taught at an all-boys school, and he had a thing for molesting young boys and recording it and getting off to it in his apartment. Very sick, disgusting individual. And this, of course, is a fictional thing, but this Damon Mills has done things kind of similar. A couple of years back, he was accused of, and we have the receipts this time. This isn't just like a Vic Mignogna case. This actually is something that this guy did, and that's what makes it even more disgusting. But basically, this guy, he had his way with, and the kid wasn't having it. But he was trying to have his way with a 15, 16-year-old young boy. And he really went hardcore talking to this boy. He was trying to mess with this boy and do all this kind of stuff. And the boy was going to have a statement, but he retracted the statement. Which means that this guy definitely did it. He wasn't going to defend him. He was like, no, this guy probably needs to be put on against the wall. And it's bad, man. It's really bad when you have a fucking another one of these anime, you know, voice actors. Anybody in the industry. Anime, manga, and hentai already have a bad rap. They've already got a terrible rap amongst normies. They already think I'm a pedophile, and you're a pedophile, and we're all pedophiles because we like anime and hentai. And even though there's some really disgusting shit in like games like Starless and Maggot Bates and all that, I'm not actually into that crap. It's shock. You watch it like you watch a horror movie. Oh my god, that's terrible. You don't watch it like, oh, that sounds like something I want to do. No, of course not. When you watch some woman being bound and gagged and, you know, because there's these torture movies, you know they exist. And like, oh my god, help me. And then they bound her up and they put the cloth over her mouth so she can't, shut up, bitch, you know, stuff like that. Like, you, I mean, maybe there's some guys that get off on that, not me. Like, that's not something I want to attempt. I don't say, oh, I need to go find somebody I work with and do that to them. No, that's not okay. People don't fucking do that. And, you know, and the thing is, when you hear about cases like this, about anime voice actors and people in this industry that were grooming children, it does nothing but give these normies more fucking fire. I told you they were all pedophiles. You know, that's the problem. That's the fucking problem. You know, even on my website, there was some idiot heckler that was basically saying, oh, you like the kiddie games. You covered it. Why don't you do that? Because you're so retarded. You can't cover anything. It's just a troll. But at the same time, this is the kind of crap I'm talking about. They're like, oh, you cover kiddie porn games. I'm like, what? Are you fucking nuts? That's a bunch of bullshit and you know it. But then when you hear about allegations like this, where a person that voice acted for a very, very, very famous anime, very popular, he was the current voice actor for Frieza in Dragon Ball. I know, it's always Dragon Ball, right? Dragon Ball just, it gets completely, I mean, there's the Vic stuff that went on, and then there's the Monica stuff, and now we got this guy, Damon Mills, that's being accused of all this shit. And he actually did it. You know, he was defending Vic, but he definitely had some real skeletons in his closet. You know, obviously Vic's a good guy, got taken advantage of, but this dude is absolute fucking scum. He needs to be against the wall, now, not later. You know? Yeah, vigilante justice style. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous, man. It's not something that should happen. I mean, the Tsukuda shit should not be happening in real life. By the way, Tsukuda got fucking tortured by one of the kids that he molested. And, you know, it's just kind of... I mean, and again, Tsukuda gets killed by that kid, too. And that kid turns into a monster. Obviously, he's the final enemy in the series. But... you know, I'm just kind of glad that it didn't turn into that, to where this Damon Mills actually was able to, I mean, because he was definitely talking to this kid and trying to get him to do sexual favors, and the kid was not having any of it. He didn't want any of it at all. Then what's weird, this guy looks very Otome. I don't like to judge people by their covers, but he looks like one of those guys that literal... like, representations of those dudes in the Otome novels. You know, the really effeminate JoJo-looking guys, almost. It's just really bizarre to see. I hate that this shit's going on. Because, again, there's so much accusation of pedophilia when it comes to the anime and manga crowd. And it's not right. They don't deserve any of it, to be honest. I mean, I get leveled with the same shit. Because I do the hentai, and the crazy hentai at that. But, obviously, I am very, very strict when it comes to children and proper morals, you know, around children. Because I was allowed to be a kid. I didn't have to worry about all this adult stuff until I became an adult. You know, it wasn't until I was about 16 or maybe even... in my 18, something like that, before I actually started getting more curious into the adult world. And I want more kids to have the ability to do that, to not have to worry about all this adult stuff and be in these adult situations. Especially around fucking creepers like that guy. That's disgusting, man. It's absolutely horrid. I was listening to Hiro Hei talk about it, and just like, God. And of course, Yellow Flash also said something about it, so shout out to him as well. But this is ridiculous. It's absolutely dumb and bizarre. I mean, and between this and the damn G4 with Amaranth and Kason, oh my God, don't even let me bring up the fucking Kason. Because that idiot that wanted to be beaten, kicked in the balls or whatever. Oh my God. Just, again, you know, if Russia, I mean, and even Gundam was saying, you know, if China or Russia ever, you know, take us over and the American dollar goes to shit, then it's like, are these the kind of people that you think are going to fight with you and defend you? It's like, no, I'm going to be on the other side. It's like, you know what? You're not so bad, China. It's like, I mean, I hate to say that, but we're getting to that point to where you really can't trust these damn... I mean, just culture is just ruined, you know? I was talking to a friend of mine. She posted up, like, Hot Topic and all, and I was a goth back in the day. I remember old Hot Topic and stuff, and I was like, well, you know you want it back, but it'll never be the same. And she's like, well, can I just have nostalgia? Can I be nostalgic? It's like, you can, and I am very nostalgic. I mean, this whole game you're looking at right now is fucking nostalgia. Like... you guys may not understand it, some of you younger guys, but these games, you know, this was part of my childhood and what I remember of the good times. So, you know, it's just, it's sad when you see how culture and civilization has devolved to such a level, you know, and I'm almost to the accelerationism where I'm like, you know what, just do what you're gonna do, China, if you're gonna take us over, then just fucking do it, because this is just absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe the things that I get up And I turn on, when I look on the internet, and I'm like, this is the normal day. Normal day, just another day in paradise. You know, Phil Collins had that song, Another Day in Paradise, talking about how shitty things were. And things are even shittier now, Phil Collins, and you can't even play the fucking drums. That's how old you've got. And maybe he's better for that, the Alzheimer's. He can't remember shit. So he doesn't know who Amaranth is or anything like that. I'm kind of glad. Don't know Amaranth or Kason or any of these crazy people that G4 is trying to keep relevant. Keep that damn Frost on there. Where she's talking about a car. Oh, how girthy the tires are. Like, yeah, the lesbians don't exist. Drexel's right. What do you mean talking about a fucking girthy dick if you weren't into fucking dick? Come on, don't give me that bullshit. At any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I guess I'll be out of here. I'll see you guys later.